We are living in an artificially induced state of consciousness that resembles sleep. We have been lulled into a trance. They have made us indifferent to ourselves, to others. We are focused only on our own gain. Their intention to rule rests with the annihilation of consciousness. Keep us asleep, keep us selfish, keep us sedated.
Welcome to Mile High Liberty Radio. It is Thursday, July 11th. I'm your host, Michael Storm, and we're live worldwide every Monday through Friday from 3 to 5 p.m. Mountain Time on Republic Broadcasting Network. Find us on the satellite, the radio, over the internet, on the phone, shoutcast, all over the world. Solutions Radio, not Bullhorn Radio. Yeah, we get a little bit loud, a little bit impassioned. We know things can be a little bit bad, but everything we talk about, we try to frame in the context of what do we do about it? Because invariably you get that question when you talk to somebody about many of the topics that we cover. What do we do about it? It's so bad. What do we do about it? I'm just one person. What do we do about it? So we try to context, put everything in that sort of context when we're here talking about the things that we talk about. Whether it's survival and preparedness or health and nutrition, technology, sometimes we touch on politics, economics and money. We're big on the money thing. We support the local organic homegrown currency thing, the barter notion and the idea of exchanging hours and all of the things that we've talked about in the past and we'll talk about and again in the future. And all of it comes together for one reason, so that we can get out and reach out to people and get them to wake up and see the truth and get involved, because the more people we get involved, I know it's a small amount of us, it is only a small number of us, what is it, the 100th monkey theory, that once you get to that certain point, everybody figures it out, so we will get to that point eventually. We don't know when that point is. We have to keep getting out the message of truth. We have to keep getting out the message of liberty. We have to keep exposing the things that we're doing by taking over our local media and by getting in politicians' faces with a camera every once in a while and saying, hey, buddy, what are you doing here, and why is this compromise? And we get it out there and we expose it, because this lamestream media doesn't do enough of it. They're all afraid of losing their jobs, and as well, you know, a lot of them are owned by these people that we're talking about, even these politicians, not just these rich people, these bankers and all these. Some of these people all have vested interest in media companies all over, and there's only, what, six companies that control the majority of the media that gets out in the U.S. So we're lucky to be here on a place like Republic Broadcasting. Find them at republicbroadcasting.org and find us at mahidelibertyradio.com and find my good friends We Are Change Colorado at wearechangecolorado.org. They're people's media. They're the people that I'm talking about that get out there and get in your face with the camera. Well, not in your face. Hopefully not you. Hopefully you're honest and straightforward and truthful. And if you're not, watch out, brother, because we're coming. The We Are Change crew, they're going to stick a camera in your face, and they're going to ask you the hard questions, and they're not going to play with you. They want to know the truth. That's one of Luke's favorite things, is to chase Newt around, and if you know Luke Radowski, he's the guy that started the We Are Change idea in New York, and he's chased Newt Gingrich around quite a bit, and he actually got Newt to sign a picture of himself, pictures that were taken at Bohemian Grove when Newt would never admit to actually being at Bohemian Grove. So it's really funny to see Luke chasing him around. He's had four or five encounters with Newt, specifically on the Bohemian Grove subject, and that's something that's kind of fun today. In fact, I'm going to go to my page right now while we're sitting here talking and grab this picture and share it, because Mark Dice today shared a picture with the world, with me, of someone in drag. He didn't say who it was, and we'll talk about who that is, and we'll try to figure out who that was and what they were doing at Bohemian Grove when we get back on Mile High Liberty Radio. We'll be right back.
Hey, aloha, I'm Joby Weeks from Breckenridge, Colorado. What are mountain hours? It's organic money that we've been using in Summit County, Colorado. That's right, you heard me correctly, organic money. How can mountain hours benefit you? Mountain hours expand the local money supply and keep the money in the community. Mountain hours promote and expand local shopping with an endless multiplier. Mountain hours almost doubles the local minimum wage to $10, benefiting not only workers but businesses as well, who find new and loyal customers. Mountain hours enables shoppers to afford premium prices for locally crafted goods and for locally grown organic food. Mountain hours helps start new businesses and creates jobs. It reduces dependence on imports and transportation fuels. Mountain hours will make grants to nonprofit community organizations and zero interest loans. Mountain hours stimulate community pride and help everyone become more prosperous.
Join the Mountain Hours Revolution.
Hey, aloha. I'm Joby Weeks from Breckenridge, Colorado. What are mountain...
Are you a keeper or abolitionist of usury? This is the true debate between debt slaves, which will lead to their emancipation. The parasitic usurers have created many Hegelian dialects, which they remain in control no matter who wins. Example, Coke or Pepsi, Democrat or Republican, progressive or conservative. Here's a good one, gold money or worthless fiat paper. The parasitic usurer can enslave the people on gold, silver, paper, or digital money creation and lending. The parasitic usurer can dominate societies with big government, small government, or even no government. The people can have abundance this year once they realize that usury is the original sin of the world's monetary and economic problems. The real debate is, are you a keeper or abolitionist of the mathematic fraud of usury-based money creation and lending? The emancipation of global debt slaves is the human rights cause of all time. Jubilee 2012 via MountainHours.com.
Hey, aloha, I'm Joby Weeks from Breckenridge, Colorado. What are mountain hours? It's organic money that we've been using in Summit County, Colorado. That's right, you heard me correctly, organic money. How can mountain hours benefit you? Mountain hours expand the local money supply and keep the money in the community. Mountain hours promote and expand local shopping with an endless multiplier. Mountain hours almost doubles the local minimum wage to $10, benefiting not only workers but businesses as well, who find new and loyal customers. Mountain hours enables shoppers to afford premium prices for locally crafted goods and for locally grown organic food. Mountain hours helps start new businesses and creates jobs. It reduces dependence on imports and transportation fuels. Mountain hours will make grants to nonprofit community organizations and zero interest loans. Mountain hours stimulate community pride and help everyone become more...
Welcome back to Mile High Liberty Radio. I'm your host, Michael Storm, and as always, we're talking about solutions every Monday through Friday, 3 to 5 p.m. Mountain Time, all around the world. And before I went to the break, I mentioned Mark Dice, and if you don't know who Mark Dice is, I'll tell you who Mark Dice is from his own words. Mark Dice is a media analyst, social critic, political activist, and author who, in an entertaining and educational way, gets people to question our celebrity-obsessed culture. And I would agree with that. That he goes on more. Mark Dice is up on Facebook, of course. And he shared a picture earlier today with me, and I shared it on the Facebook page. And if you can't do the Facebook thing, I'll describe it to you because it's really funny. It's a picture from a Bohemian Grove yearbook, and a picture of Henry Kissinger dressed in drag. And it's not dated, and Mark didn't give a lot of details or anything about it. I just saw it for what it was, Henry Kissinger in drag. And a bunch of people were asking, oh, well, is it really Henry Kissinger? Is it really him? So I jumped up there, and I said, yeah, I'm pretty sure it's him because I just recognize him. And so what I did is I took that picture, copied it to my computer, opened up an art program, and then I opened up my browser, went to a random website with a picture of Henry Kissinger on it, basically facing in the same direction. That was the only criteria I set for myself when I opened it up, that it be Henry Kissinger, and that he'd basically be looking in the same direction. So I did that, and I copied that picture, and I pulled it into the art program with the picture of the person in drag, and I made the Henry Kissinger picture transparent by about 50 or 75%, something like that, and then moved it over it. And then I originally just left it like that, and the picture of Kissinger is bigger, but it's obvious. You can tell. The nose is exactly the same. The eyes are what I could see that are exactly the same. One is always, the left eye is always higher than the right eye, and the tilt of his head, and there's a particular series of indentations on the left side of his face. You know, wrinkles, I don't know, just ugly, whatever it is, that also show up in the woman's picture. But then I took the picture of Henry that I had made a little bit more transparent so that you can kind of see the picture underneath. You get the, you see the lipstick of the woman, and you see the eyes, and you see the, you can see just enough of it so that you can line it up. And I shrunk it just a little bit more so that it was actually right about the same size, and the lips line up perfectly. And it's him. I shared it up there on the page. I'm doing all this stuff real time as usual, and I'll post it up on the MileHighLiberty.com page if you're not a LibertyRadio.com, MileHighLibertyRadio.com page. If you are not on Facebook, I understand. Facebook can be obnoxious. In fact, one of the things that I was going to talk about today, I was just going to mention it because it's a big story that's going around, and it's this notion that is the internet making us dumber and more aggressive and things like that, particularly social media and Facebook, and I can attest to the notion that it is. it makes me dumb if I don't shut the stuff off, but then again, it also makes me really smart too, because I purposely go out and associate myself with people like Mark Dice and Alex Jones, people like G. Edward Griffith, all of these guys, Luke Radowski, Adam Kokesh, all of these guys that you can think of in the freedom movement, and the Ludwig von Mises Institute, and smart think tanks like that, and news sites, just normal like Fox and MSNBC, and even like the Huffington Post, and places that I might not otherwise be inclined to go look for information. So this way it comes to me, and it's being done so over Facebook, where I'm getting presumably what's popular, what people are looking at, what people are sharing with each other, what people are finding out. So there's a benefit to knowing what's going in the pop culture, because as always, just like I said before we went to the break, it's about reaching out to people, and one of the easiest ways to reach out to people is to know what they're into. I mean, it's really simple to just walk up to one of your coworkers and start talking about, you know, Dancing with the Stars, or I think that's the one that's getting ready to come on right now that I keep seeing commercials for, even on the internet. You can't get away with it. I don't have a TV, I don't have cable, but I have the internet, and even on the internet you can't get away from the commercials for, like, Dancing with the Stars and American Idol and what's the other Simon Cowell one, that the X Factor, and all of these things. You can't help but notice if you're involved at all. But again, like I say, the knowledge of these things, that's the whole point, is being able to reach out to someone. You can walk up to that coworker and say, hey, how was Dancing with the Stars last night? Did you hear what that, you know, what's his face said? That, you know, that kind of reminded me of what, you know, somebody else said the other day that I was listening to, or a conversation that I had, or an article that I read, or a book that I read, and lead them on the journey, take them on the journey towards freedom. You know, plant that little seed I've said before about trying not to argue with them. And the reason that I talk about these things myself is because I find myself in this position, in the position of having a whole bunch of knowledge, being in a position where I think that it's important that I share said knowledge with other people, very, very much important that I share said knowledge with other people. And I've made it a goal, and to be able to do that, I've got to be able to talk to all of these different people with all of these different ideas, with all of these different understandings of words. We talk about words a lot. All of these things come together, and it's wonderful to be able to use a thing like Facebook to connect with a Mark Dice, or Adam Kokesh, or Luke Radowski, or my buddy Chris Custer over there at iCannabisRadio.com, or all of my friends in We Are Change. Not all of them. Some of them don't, and that's why sometimes I do some of these news stories, and since I'm babbling on about it, why don't we take a look at some of these news stories I'll pull up. There's a whole bunch of stuff going on right now. I think probably the biggest thing of the day, well, maybe the second biggest thing of the day. We'll talk about the second thing is biggest thing. The first biggest thing, of course, is probably the symbolic, if you will, vote by the House to repeal Obamacare, and we'll definitely get into that. But since we're talking about the Huffington Post and getting information from places that you might not otherwise get it, well, it's a good idea to do so because they might have a particular view of, oh, let's say, a huge national crisis scandal story with the banksters and the gangsters and the criminals there on Wall Street who have robbed us blind with their buddies up, with the help of their buddies up there in Washington. The Liber scandal could turn ugly as U.S. cities begin to sue. This is a Huffington Post by Mark Gongloff, and this is today. Yep, July 11th, 2012, 4:07 Eastern, so what, 2 hour time, an hour and 15 minutes ago, this was updated. Yep, and it's about the financial crisis and the banks and specifically about funding for state and local government because, as we talked about before, these governments, these states, these cities, they're all incorporated, they're all in business, so they all do the same thing that businesses tend to do. They invest pensions and things like that of city employees, including the police, fire if you don't have volunteer fire, like many of us here in Colorado are lucky to have, and support your local volunteer fire department, absolutely. I suggest it 100%. The news on Wednesday that cities and states are suing some of the world's largest banks over Lipper manipulation shows how the scandal could blow up into one of the history's biggest bank frauds. And it really is pretty big, pretty serious. This is worldwide news right now, and the Liber thing is L-I-B-O-R, Liber manipulation. That's because interest rate manipulation might well have kept your town or state, this is exactly what I was talking about, from hiring firefighters or teachers, from paving roads or paying for indigent care or after-school programs for your kids, adding to the human suffering of the economic collapse these same banks caused in the first place. Whoa! Wow. See, that's what I'm talking about getting out there and finding those different opinions. You know as well as I do that I don't expect to hear that particular last line right there from anyone out of the Huffington Post. Let me read it again. Adding to the human suffering of the economic collapse these same banks caused in the first place. I could say it louder. It probably wouldn't actually emphasize it anymore. If it's any consolation, and it's not, the lawsuits and fines over this manipulation could potentially cost the banks, which include not only Barclays, but Bank of America, J.P. Morgan, Chase, Citigroup, all the usual suspects, the five, the big ones, those guys, any more, billions of dollars. This could get very ugly. Like I said, it's a worldwide thing because Barclays obviously is a European bank. This could get very ugly in a hurry for some banks, Peter Cherf of TF Market Advisors wrote in a note. And this could finally be enough to make Americans stop reaching to the Liber scandal with a shrug, reacting to the Liber scandal with a shrug, as Joe Nocera recently put it, and push them closer to believing that a Robert Shapiro, founder of Economics Advisory from Sunacon, calls possibly the biggest financial fraud in history. Well, you know what? They have to keep getting bigger. The story always has to be more outlandish than the last one, and that's why we talk about, yesterday we talked about 9/11. Today, a little bit later in the show, we're going to dive into the TSA. I pulled up a whole bunch of information for that. But it's why we always talk about, because the TSA was born out of the false flag event that was 9/11, and so what we talk about here, this is a perfect example of it. We're talking about the financial fraud. It keeps getting bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger, and it keeps going up to the next guy and the next guy, and, you know, the next level is the commercial real estate, and the next, you know, the city and county and state real estate and government properties, obviously. That's what's happening now. So the whole thing, it just keeps escalating and escalating. And the fantasy has to get bigger and bigger. That's why we talk about the 9/11 fraud, because we want you to realize that we need help stopping the next big event, because it's going to be bigger than 9/11. You're listening to Mile High Liberty Radio. We'll be right back with some more news.
Yeah. As business becomes more difficult, control of cash and the ability to borrow becomes critical. Working capital cash is your greatest insurance and guarantee of financial stability in these uncertain times. Equipment leasing allows you to obtain the income-producing equipment that your business needs and pay for it with tax-free, ever-devaluing dollars. Money that you've already earned and paid taxes on should be sparingly used. That is your reserve capital, safety net. We are also able to buy and lease back equipment that you already own and have depreciated, thereby making more cash available for your present-day needs. For a complete, comprehensive explanation as to how this financial truth will benefit your business future, call Bob New Incorporated at 888-639-2621. 888-639-2621. Keep your working capital cash reserves and borrowing capability. 888-639-2621.
Herbal Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with hawthorn, colon enhancer, super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and super male and femplex. All on sale for the summer at herbalhealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA Survival Course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. Herbalhealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. TerraVim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from TerraVim? Simple. TerraVim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372. Or go to TerraVim.com. That's TerraVim.com. TerraVim, the best supplements on earth.
Welcome back to Mile High Liberty Radio. I'm your host, Michael Storm, and we're just doing a little bit of news, talking about some things that are happening in the world. Liber, L-I-B-O-R, Liber banking scandal. That was what we were talking about before. That was the, I would call it the second biggest story of the day, I suppose, the biggest story of the day going around. And I pulled this off of 9news.com, the number 9news.com, because it's a local site here, and I was looking for anything interesting going on in Colorado. And while there are always interesting things going on in Colorado, is with, you know, whether or not I was going to spend a bunch of time talking about it, because there's so many things that I can talk about, and all these things can be tied together. And let's take a look. This story was kind of cool. This comes out of NBC Universal out of Washington. House votes to repeal the Affordable Health Care Act. That was what I was thinking was the number one story. The U.S. House of Representatives passed a bill to repeal President Obama's health care law. It was a symbolic vote, but in this year of elections, symbolism counts, apparently. Welcome to Groundhog Day in the House of Representatives, said Representative Rosa DeLauro, a Democrat from Connecticut. With great sound and fury, the House Republicans passed a bill to repeal Obamacare. This bill's making our economy worse, driving up the cost of health care, and making it harder for small business to hire workers, said House Speaker John Boehner, Republican from Ohio. But Democrats control the Senate, so the House bill was dead on arrival. Shame! You're wasting the time of the American people, said Representative John Dingell, the Democrat from Michigan. This is really not fair of me. I shouldn't do stuff like that. It was a show vote, but Republicans say it shows a lot. Now it's on to the fight over extending the Bush-era tax cuts. Republicans want the across-the-board extension. President Obama says he'll veto. We have a terrible economy. We need to be creating jobs. Taxing job creators is not smart. We could go right on to that. That was from our good friend Eric Cantor, the Republican from Virginia. Senate leaders from both parties decided against a quick up or down vote on the president's plan while they count heads and plot strategy. Well, I guess. I mean, it should say something, because I think that ultimately the American people have shown that they're not interested in this little scam. I've got all these links up at MileHighLibertyRadio.com. If you go there and right about the middle of the page, you see today's date. You just click on that, and it'll take you to a page with no BS page. Just lets you know you're still where you're at. Talks about what we're doing on today's show, including the fact that we're going to jump into the TSA here in a little bit. I think Law Johnston's going to jump in and talk a little bit about Puff. I haven't talked much about it since it happened, and it's really because we're all still collecting everything, and a lot of people actually are still getting back. Some of the people didn't actually get back from Puff until yesterday, and I'm just now seeing and starting to talk to them, and we're still, we all shot a bunch of footage, and I shot a bunch of pictures. I shot some video footage. I shot more pictures than I shot video this time, just because everybody else had a video camera and was shooting video. I thought it'd be nice to kind of have some stills. I shared those up on the Facebook page, and I suppose at one of these points I'm going to have to fix this for the rest of you that aren't convinced yet, that I haven't convinced. And I thought this during the break. I thought this kind of funny to myself. I wonder if I've already started, and I know I have, because it's happened to me on the We Are Change Colorado YouTube page when I've mentioned about something about Facebook and being on Facebook. Somebody jumped on me about about people being able to see what you post in the government, and just all the, you know, the usual, I'm hiding in my room, you know, that sort of thing. And I don't mean to make fun of you if you are one of those people, because I understand why you think that way, but if you do anything if you're out in society at all, if you have a credit card, a bank card, if you have a driver's license, if you have any of these things that connect you to the system, you're in the system. So I don't think, you know, Facebook is any worse. Law's on the line. Cool. We'll talk to Law as soon as we get back from this break that's coming up. I just wanted to finish up on this. I completely lost it. Poof! Just like that. Anyway, Facebook? Oh, yeah. Well, I'm always talking about Facebook, so it's no wonder that I would. Okay. The Facebook thing. If you haven't joined up on the Facebook yet, I know for some, I've got to put up the links and stuff on there. At least I've gotten this far where you can actually follow along with the stories. But if you're actually even able to follow along with the links and click on these links and follow along, your ISP is already watching you, has got all the information on you, knows who you are. That might not be true, and I'll provide you an example. My public service company and my cable company, the only people that I have with lines into my home, no phone, nothing like that, don't have my Social Security number. And you don't have to give them your Social Security number, too. It's not an identification tool. I think the worst that you might have to do is pay, like a little deposit, like a couple months deposit or something like that. That did not happen to me with the public service company here. XL Energy is what it's called. They just accepted that I wouldn't give it to them. They gave me a customer number, and that was it. Cable company tried to be a little more forceful, charged me $100. We'll be back on My High Liberty Radio.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
The Bible recommends a universal debt jubilee for societies which have been enslaved by usury. Usury, interest, or reba is a mathematic fraud which always creates victims in a game of musical chairs where there is far more debt than there is money to pay it. A contract based on usury, interest, or reba is void, as it is impossible for all borrowers to pay. The parasitic usurers can engineer foreclosures, bankruptcies, and loss of sovereignty on gold, silver, paper, or digital money creation and lending. Universal debt jubilee via organic money to hire the sheriff to stop enforcing the parasitic usurers' liens. Let's create a real-life miracle in 2012. It's time for the jubilee. It's constitutional, biblical, moral, ethical, spiritual, and possible. Hope, joy, and abundance in 2012. Pass on the good news. This has been a public service announcement from K-Rock, the Truth Hammer, and Mountain Hours. The people are the money. Money is energy transfer technology, which is better than barter. Let's go back to basics to determine what money is. Before money, the people barter their services and products. A perfect barter system is one in which the participants can provide everything they need to sustain life. With this system, they are sovereign and independent. Imagine there are 25 businesses in this perfect barter system. They could get what they needed without the reserve notes and sustain life. The problem with barter is that you need to find a person to have a direct trade with at a precise time. What if each business in the barter network created a $100 gift certificate out of thin air? The barter network could then trade gift certificates as a form of money without having to find a direct part. Paper money does not counterfeit. People counterfeit. Summit County Currency Cooperative is an honest issuer that keeps the quantity of money equal to the capacity of the producers in the network. Don't fall for the Rothschild's gold money disinformation. The elite control gold and silver, and the people will have to borrow it from them with usury. The people are the gold and can create money which makes them sovereign and independent from the parasitic usurers. MountainHours.com. Money is a form of energy transfer technology which can be used for good or evil. Currently, it is evil because 1. It is based on a debt with interest which is mathematically unsustainable and results in exponentially compounding debt. 2. The money power is stolen by the parasites and spent by them first instead of the producer. 3. The parasites control its distribution in a top-down system. The currency then flows in economic circuits which support the values of the oligarchy. 4. The parasite purposely expands and contracts the supply to engineer foreclosures, bankruptcies, and loss of sovereignty. Solution? Usury-free local currency energy transfer technology permits the people to harness their own commercial energy. Only then are they sovereign to finance projects which support their values in a sustainable manner. No longer are the people in a condition whereby they are a dog which begs its own fleas for some of its own blood back. Mountain Hours.
Welcome back to Mile High Liberty Radio. I'm your host, Michael Storm. And as always, we're talking about solutions. Well, right now we're kind of talking about the news, hitting on the news. But one of the biggest solutions that we like to talk about here all the time is the solution of the organic money, the local currency, the barter dollar, the exchange. And this past weekend, a whole bunch of us was up at Puff, including my good friend Law Johnston. But let's hold Law on the phone and let's go to Steve in Ontario, because I don't want to leave him hanging on the phone and find out what Steve had a question for us.
Hi, Michael. How are you?
I'm very good, Steve. Thank you, sir. How are you?
Well, listen, I only phoned in. Obviously, I'm in Canada.
Yes, sir.
Half your listeners wouldn't even know where Ontario is. But that's okay, because you are the only communication outlet telling the American people the truth. As a Canadian, I want you to understand that I appreciate that the U.S. Constitution is the only thing that stands between all-out corporate tyranny and freedom for average people.
Absolutely, because of those restraints that it places on our government. And Canada, well, tell the people how it works with your government there in Canada. Just give them a brief, you know, give them the what's for.
Well, we are insignificant in the world scheme, and there aren't enough Canadians willing to admit that. And we are now placating to the pussies. Oh, sorry. I apologize. I'm sorry. I know you don't want language on the radio.
You know, it happens. You know
I'm
what?
I'm sorry. I didn't mean that.
I appreciate the apologies. Just watch it. Go ahead and finish up.
Yeah, I'm very sorry. We are placating to the worst sentiments of American power. Back in December, Stephen Harper signed an agreement with Barack Obama in Banff, Alberta, to basically get rid of our sovereignty, destroy our border. American police can now come over and arrest Canadians if they're deemed a threat to the United States security.
I read about that.
We are just going down the rat hole. And I'm so discouraged by the apathy of Americans who will not stand up for their rights and freedoms under the Constitution.
When they actually have them and can have something to stand for, that's absolutely right. CBC News Canada, cross-border policing provokes sovereignty worries. U.S. officers have powers to make arrests in Canada. By Mark Gullum, CBC News, July 11, 2012. When the Conservative government passed its controversial omnibus budget bill last month, it included new powers for certain U.S. law enforcement agents that critics say could have ramifications for Canadian sovereignty. Steve knows exactly what he's talking about. That's a story that I had planned out to talk about, in fact. So it's fantastic that you brought that up and that you're actually calling from Canada and can tell us about it. What does this mean when the Americans won't... Tell us about what's going on with this entire policing the borders thing where your sovereignty is in question.
Well, I don't care about a debate over 9/11.
Sure.
You can blame who you want for 9/11. But yep, the reality is it's been used to trash the rights and freedoms of Americans that are not only being taken away politically, but are being taken away economically.
Absolutely.
I am so sick and tired of listening to Americans complain about Democrats and Republicans as the war profiteers and bankers loot the U.S. Treasury and send the American taxpayer into debt slavery.
Absolutely.
How much do we have to tolerate?
Look at what's going on all around the rest of the world. I know you've seen this. I've seen this because you're aware. You're awake. You see what's going on. Around the rest of the world, there are millions of people in the street marching in protest against their governments. And what do we get here in America? A handful of dirty dregs from the Occupy movement. And I'll tell you what, I will say what I will say about the Occupy movement because I put in my time at the Occupy movement. I've been chased away and threatened by the anarchists down there. I've tried to awaken them to the fact we had them marching on the Federal Reserve. We had them understanding that it's the private bankers, that they've corrupted our government, that we can stand on our Constitution and our Bill of Rights. And you're absolutely right, Steve. I appreciate your call. Thank you for calling in from Ontario. And we'll speak with you again sometime. I want to jump to Law, who's actually jumping in to talk about this exact same issue. I really appreciate Steve bringing it up because you notice how quickly I was able to pull up that story from CBC.ca. That's a Canadian, it shows you it's a Canadian website, and it's the Canadian Broadcasting Corporation there. And you saw how fast I was able to pull it up. It's because it's in my list of links to talk about today because they have the same sorts of problems. And I came across it when I was looking for information on the TSA and potential cross training with TSA and foreign troops. And we may jump into all that. We're going to cover the TSA thing. But first we want to go and talk to Law because Law just got back yesterday from Puff and... Well, Law, what did you do for the last 3 days? Because Puff technically ended on Sunday, so what were you out running around doing?
Ah, well, hello, Commander Storm and all the listeners out there, this is Law. Steve from Ontario, great call, man. Those were great, great points. Puff. We were at the Puff Fest up in Breckenridge, but the last 3 days, actually, we've been out camping down on the Colorado River and doing some rafting. Ah, it was great. It really was great. The first day that we went, we took Luke Radowski, the founder of We Are Change,
Oh, yeah, he was looking pretty green in the gills on Saturday when I last saw him. So how was he feeling on Sunday?
He was feeling better. You know, everybody kind of thought that maybe he had altitude sickness, you know, since he's coming from New York, he's coming from sea level, you know, and that can definitely happen. You get a headache, you just don't feel right. Plus, you know how it is when you travel and you come to a strange place and there's a lot of strange people. And we can definitely verify as strange people. But it was a fantastic time, really. I mean, Puff was excellent. We were camping out there as well.
Yeah, tell us about, started out by camping.
Yeah, so we're camping out actually near Frisco, a great little campsite over there near an adventure park. Kind of a big RV park, honestly. We got packed in there and got a lot of stuff set up. And, you know, we're a great group of guys. We can get a little loud. We try and, you know, be as respectful as we can. It was interesting because the park hosts came over in their little golf cart, and they were really inspecting us and, you know, they got to take everybody's license plate numbers and stuff off their vehicles, you know, because you can only allow so many vehicles. But I saw the old guy back there just looking at all the inside job bumper stickers and get the fluoride out. And we're wearing shirts with, like, you know, AKs on them that say, come and take them, you know, things like that. Straight from InfoWars, so, Alex Jones.
Somebody called the cops on us.
Yeah, and that was exactly it. We'd then get a call, and it's Wayne, the guy who was holding the reservations, who actually put together the old Puff Fest. And, yeah, he's like, Law, we just got a call from law enforcement. You guys may have to vacate the premises. And I was like, what? What the heck? What? And he was like, they seem to think you guys are there doing some kind of business that, you know, we shouldn't be or something. And, you know, and I was like, oh, yeah, sure, T-shirts, bumper stickers, you know, we're kind of on the edge, you know, with some of the information that we deal with. And later on, we ran into the hosts, and they were just, well, what are you guys doing? and Dan was like, what do you mean? We're camping, you know, like everybody else. And of course, we got rained on seriously. That was part of the adventure too. You know, it's a lot of fun holding down the fort while you're getting rained on and digging trenches around so you can get water, you know, to drain off correctly. So. But that's part of the fun adventure. You know, we love life so much and hanging out with each other. We're just laughing the whole time, fighting the gale, you know. It's kind of like scene from Forrest Gump when the guy is that all you've got? You know?
Sure, he's up on the mast of the ship.
Right.
He's mad at God. Come and get me! Yeah.
Right. Yeah, so. But man, it really was a great experience. We got to pick up Richard Mack from the airport, DIA, and drive him up there, and the conversation was just tremendous. And it was exactly about these very issues, you know. And it really comes down to that, you know, our country was set up. Our states are sovereign unto themselves. You know, the feds are not another ruling class, and they try and, you know, use this supremacy clause to make them think that the feds have ultimate power, but it's absolutely not that. So Sheriff Mack challenged the Clinton administration in 1994, and I think he challenged the Brady Bill, and went to the Supreme Court on this and basically forced the Supreme Court to uphold the 10th Amendment, you know, and they basically state because of his case, his landmark case, the order of the court was, and I'll read it here, we hold in New York that the Congress cannot compel the states to enact or enforce a federal regulatory program. Today we hold that Congress cannot circumvent that prohibition by conscripting the state's officers directly. The federal government may neither issue directives requiring the states to address particular problems, nor command the state's officers or those of their political subdivisions to administer or enforce a federal regulatory program. And this is what was laid down on that landmark case. And, I mean, we've got, you know, with the Obamacare stuff, we had that happen here in Colorado where they just rammed it down our throats. And the seat of the committee, Stevens, you know, basically was telling everybody, we have to do this, everyone. If we don't do it, the federal government will. And, of course, we all sitting in the audience are going, well, how the hell are they going to make us do this? What are they going to invade? Are they going to invade Colorado? What are they? You know, it's just so weak and it's so empty. And it does. It shows just what Steve says. This kind of like this unknowing that, that the American people have. They don't really realize, you know, how this is all set up and how it works. And they've been fooled, you know, they've been programmed. And but so, yeah, Puff was fantastic. Jordan Page just blew the, oh my gosh.
That dude was amazing. It was so awesome sitting in the audience with him. I had not heard anything off of the album. I'd heard people talking about him over the past few months and everything. And I thought, oh, cool, you know, another Liberty voice. You know, anything's good for me. And he gets up there, and he's by himself. He doesn't bring the studio band or whatever that was recorded with him. He's in there by himself. And just him and an acoustic guitar and his pedals on the ground, and a guy to make sure the sound is good, you know, and put the sound and everything, mix it all through the speakers so that it can be heard. But other than that, it's just him, and everybody's just standing there shocked, looking at him. All the people particularly who aren't necessarily musicians like a whole bunch of us are, but so they didn't really realize what he was doing, but this whole time he's just doing loops, and he's recording himself playing, literally covering the drums for himself, the lead for himself, the rhythm for himself.
It was extraordinary. It was so big. He had so many layers going at one time, you know, and you could see him build these things up. And then he would just cut loose on top of it. He shredded the wood. I mean, he shredded that neck of his guitar. Amazing. I mean, did not miss a note. And
I tell you what, as a guitar player, I didn't look at his instrument or anything while we were there that night, but I'm assuming, you know, just your typical acoustic guitar, probably a neck pretty decent size and thick, not what you would call, like, I have both an acoustic and an electric guitar, and my electric guitar, the neck is very, very thin, and it's made for that speed, sort of fast pick-in, and, you know, the kind of metal thing. Well, Jordan was all over that with his acoustic, and he was laying down some serious solo action. He did a cover of Pink Floyd's Another Brick in the Wall, but he has the words, should have voted for Ron Paul. Was that it?
Yeah, that's one of them. Yeah, definitely, man. I mean, it gives me chills thinking about it now, because actually I just put the video up at, if you go to YouTube on WACC-TV, stands for We Are Change Colorado TV, you can actually check that out. I mean, the audio is not great, but I mean, it'll still just give you the chills. It's amazing to be there live for it. I mean, I was just trying to keep myself together while I was filming, because I just wanted to fall down and pee on myself, honestly.
That's
great.
That might be a little bit more descriptive than was necessary, but yeah, I get you. I feel you, brother.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, it's the very top thing. If you go to youtube.com/user/WACCTV, and right at the very top, Jordan Page, amazing live performance, and I'll grab that link and share it in all of the usual suspect places. So Jordan Page played, and then let's see, Luke Radowski talked in a nice little round circle. That was freaking killer. Talk about that. You were sitting right next to him. Tell just a little bit about, like, tell us about the founding story. Do you remember the founding story?
You mean the founding of We Are Change itself?
How it kind of happened,
Well, I mean, in basicness, I mean, Luke Radowski was just kind of like a young 19-year-old kid. And, you know, they were all shocked by 9/11. He knew a lot of people. He knew a lot of the firefighters and just general people. And people were putting it together there in New York, especially the firefighters. And the victims' families, you know, were not being treated directly. They were being miscommunicated, discommunicated, misdirected, and they knew it. And Luke was kind of just one of the brave people. Everyone's like, what do you do? What can we do? You know, and it took this 19-year-old kid, grabbed up his camera and said, screw this. Zbigniew Brzezinski was giving a great big talk at an amphitheater, and he got in there and he brought his camera, and he waited until the question and answer session. And Zbigniew's up there with his supreme, telling him how, you know, supreme he is. And basically, Luke jumped up and yelled, Mr. Brzezinski, how do we not know that you and the Rockefellers and these, you know, other people were not actually responsible for 9/11, and that you didn't orchestrate it to take us to war? And I mean, the whole crowd, the whole arena, the area just goes nuts. And these Secret Service were just all over this kid immediately, and you hear him yelling, "Get the camera, get the camera." They're trying to knock it out of his hand. They're just starting to mob him and grab him, and he busts a move and just managed to spin out and right through the door right behind him, took off down the street about six blocks with these guys, Secret Service, chasing him. And, you know, they gave up, and he kept running, and when he thought it was safe, he turned the camera on himself and says, "Holy beep, 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 I can't believe I just did that," you know. And it was like, first action, you know, this is what we got to do. And it sparked a revolution. It sparked just people going, "Wait a minute, we can do that. I can grab my camera. I can ask the questions that the media is not asking," you know. And so thousands of people just all over the world began emulating what Luke had shown. And, I mean, since then, he's gone on to just do incredible things, working on films, feature
Sir,
films
there,
with Alex
there
Jones.
Was a specific thing where basically he had released three of the videos that he started out with, his confrontations like that. And then all of a sudden, he's noticing online one day, there's one in Pittsburgh, there's one in Minnesota, there's Bill Clinton. We'll be back on My High Liberty Radio.
I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Huh. For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcasts, as well as a contest corner where we'll raffle different prizes to our listeners. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Welcome back to Mile High Liberty Radio. I'm your host, Michael Storm, and on the phone with me is Law Johnston. We were just talking about the Puff Festival that just happened up in Breckenridge, Colorado, here this last weekend, a celebration put on by MountainHours.com, MTNHours.com, our good friends Wayne Walton and Joby Weeks. started a local currency, an organic currency, a debt-free currency up there in Breckenridge, Summit County. They have over 50 businesses in the county trading with this currency. They're working on doing things like people getting paid or partially paid in hours and all of these wonderful, fantastic things. But the fun part was the Puff Festival, and Law was telling us a little bit about what happened because he just got back. He was off rafting down the Colorado River and Where'd you guys raft at?
No, that's correct. It was the Colorado River.
Oh, was actually. It the Colorado? Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yep, over near Radium, Colorado. I think it was really great to be able to take Luke out there because, you know, he travels the world and he's in big demand. He does a lot of things, and I don't think anyone's been able to show him the kind of what we showed him. You know, we took him down the river. It was fantastic, incredibly beautiful, big beaver slapping the water, and just a great time. And actually, Luke, we got him. He cliff jumped, actually, into the river. First time he'd ever done that, too. So we got that on film, and I'll be putting it up. But, you know, the Puff Festival, getting back to the main point of what you're saying, is the, you know, creating a local currency, something that can withstand the fall of the dollar, you know, basically something that everyone in your local area understands and recognizes and maintains the value themselves, you know. And these incredible, you know, things that are going on, especially within our own group and the other people around, you know, it's amazing what we're achieving. Getting back to the Sheriff Mac thing, one of the points I wanted to make, that kind of Steve from Ontario had actually was, you know, what can we do? And everyone's going, what can we do? And Wayne's kind of hit it right on the button, really, with the sheriff. And that's why he had Sheriff Richard Mack come up, the guy who stood up to the federal Supreme Court.
What a great man. Richard Mack is a wonderful man. He was a great person. You always wonder about these people until you meet him. He was funny. He was just a really good guy. I mean, you want to know this man. You think sheriff, ooh, hell no, cop, ooh.
No, not at all, man. This guy is a true, true patriot, a true sheriff of the United States, you know, of America, a true sheriff of America. And what he did by standing up to the feds, because, you know, it really set the standard, you know, that the most powerful man in the land is the sheriff. And so many people don't understand this. It's like, wait a minute, you know, it's like, who is the most powerful guy in the land? It's your sheriff, your local sheriff. He can stand up to the feds. He can tell the feds, you cannot step in my county. And this is huge. And so what Wayne and these guys are doing is like, you know, you get your law enforcement, you get your sheriff's department, your sheriff, they're not no longer under the control of the Federal Reserve note. Now they're being paid by the local, the people that they are there to protect and make sure that their rights are protected. You know,
not
so
by
now,
those criminal,
you know,
offshore banker, yeah, crazy, mm-hmm, New World Order guys that we're always talking about, you know, the ones that we're exposing here. You going to hang out with us for the...
Sure,
for, yeah, all right, cool. We'll talk about the TSA. Have you ever had any encounters with the TSA?
Why, yes, I have.
Yes, you have. Well, gee, was that a loaded question or what? I'm pretty sure we're coming up on a break here pretty quick. It's about that time as the top of the hour comes around. It's one of the things that has to happen. So as the music plays on in the background, I'll tell you where you are. You're listening to Mile High Liberty Radio. You can find us here every Monday through Friday, 3 to 5 p.m. Mountain Time, all around the world. We'll be right back to talk about the TSA.